A drunk driver speeding along in his SUV on the 60 freeway last night killed 3 of 4 people in a sedan. The sedan had slowed to a crawl because of construction work on the 60. 4 lanes were merged into 2. The Department of Transportation crew was making repairs to a 3-mile stretch of highway. Hundreds of bright orange traffic cones guided the merger. 4 heavy-duty trucks were parked in the emergency lanes. Their brightly glowing signs said, "Slow, be prepared to stop, construction ahead." Vehicle traffic had slowed to about 3 miles per hour. Missing all of these warnings, the drunk driver, going at least 50 miles per hour, plowed into the sedan. The sedan driver, a computer programmer, was a recent immigrant to America. In the passenger seat was his wife, and in the back seat were his 6-year-old daughter and his 8-year-old son. It was 9 p.m. The family had been at a restaurant to celebrate the little girl's birthday. They never knew what hit them. The impact of the collision caused the sedan to explode in flames. Somehow, the sedan driver managed to crawl out of the car seconds after the explosion. Third-degree burns covered much of his body. His chances for survival are slim. His life, as he knew it, is over. His loved ones were burned beyond recognition. The car was a skeleton of metal. The 28-year-old drunk was not only unhurt, but was able to escape from his smoldering SUV and run away, leaving 2 whiskey bottles behind. The police tracked him down this morning. He claimed that his brakes had failed. A police spokesperson revealed that he has 4 prior convictions for driving under the influence.